With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The Chamber of Commerce is hosting its 2026 Economic Forum today, and that's where we find Radio K-Man's April Cummings.
Carsley, artificial intelligence takes the spotlight at this year's Economic Forum, but not as a standalone topic. Instead, it is woven through every conversation scheduled throughout the day, from developing a future-ready workforce to ensuring K-Man's continued economic success and quality of life. The forum features a number of workshops on leading responsibility in a data-driven world and panels on sustainable growth, innovation, and national strategy. The keynote speaker is Dr. Vikram Mancharamani, and he is set to explore how small economies like K-Man can navigate global uncertainty. Organizers say the goal here is to build skills, systems, and the safeguards needed for an inclusive, resilient, and competitive Cayman Islands. April Cummings, Radio K-Man News from the Kimpton Seafire Resort and Spa.
The Ministry of Culture and Heritage says after 8 years of operating independently, the two major carnival organizations, Bottom Anew and K-Mass, have, quote, formally united their carnival road marches and will move forward together under the banner of One Carnival. The ministry says this reunification is the result of several months of constructive dialogue and negotiations. The 2026 Carnival Road March has been set for May 23rd. Sea turtles in the Cayman Islands are adjusting to climate change in, quote, subtle but significant ways.
In the Cayman Islands, a collaborative team of researchers have been investigating how climate-driven shifts can alter the timing of nesting events for green and loggerhead turtles.
As a representative for the team explains, looking at more than 25 years of data, the Department of Environment and the University of Exeter have found that although the time of peak nesting hasn't changed for either species, results show that they have both started nesting slightly earlier. For green sea turtles, the nesting season now ends later than before by about 1 day per year. This means the overall nesting season for green turtles has become longer, increasing by about 1.6 days per year.
Researchers also noted that sea surface temperatures near nesting beaches increase, with warmer temperatures linked to earlier nesting in both species.
Overall, the findings suggest that turtles in the Cayman Islands are beginning to nest earlier during cooler parts of the year, rather during the hottest summer months.
Research like this is crucial to enhancing our understanding of how these marine animals are adapting to climate change.
The focus will remain on whether the shift mitigates the impacts of rising temperatures on egg incubation and offspring sex ratios. In court news, a 24-year-old woman and 47-year-old man are out on bail today, charged in two separate crashes that left two cyclists dead. In March 2023, two cyclists were hit in a crash that left one dead and the other injured on Frank Sound Road. The 47-year-old in that case has been charged with several offenses, including causing death by dangerous driving, causing grievous bodily harm, and conspiracy to defeat justice. Meanwhile, a woman has been charged with causing death by dangerous driving and driving a vehicle under the influence of alcohol and causing death after a 22-year-old Nepalese cyclist was killed in December 2024. And a major drug bust in Bodentown has led to charges against a 45-year-old man. In February, police officers searched a home in the Midland Acres area, recovering more than 530 pounds of ganja. The suspect appeared in court on Wednesday and was remanded in custody. He's heading back on February 10th. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. The first three-way talks between Russia, the United States and Ukraine since the start of Russia's full-scale invasion are due to start later in Abu Dhabi. They're expected to focus on the key sticking point, territory. Russia demands Ukraine cedes more land in the east, something Kyiv has rejected. Australia's internet safety regulator says social media companies are hoping the country's ban on under-16 using those platforms fails. It says this is in case other countries follow suit with bans. The head of Uganda's army says 30 people were killed and 2,000 opposition supporters detained following last week's disputed presidential election. The army chief is the son of the victor, President Yoweri Museveni. A claim by President Trump that NATO allies avoided frontline conflict during the war in Afghanistan have caused an angry backlash in Britain. Politicians and veterans' families have called his remark an absolute insult and flat-out nonsense. Roughly a third of coalition soldiers killed in Afghanistan were not American. That's the latest BBC News.